Visitor Operations and Experiences Manager Catherine McCusker talks to entomologist Mike Edwards and lead ranger Henry Barnard about some more of the fascinating invertebrates that exist all around the Surrey Hills.
The broad-bodied chaser, as far as I understand it, needs like a mix of habitats, doesn't it? But particularly important is the undisturbed edges of the ponds. So why is it that wet woodlands are so valuable and important, Henry?
Well, they're very rare. That's one of the real things, is they're very rare, and that's purely economics, in that wet land isn't worth a lot of money, so we've built houses on quite a lot of it. And that means areas like Holmwood Common are incredibly rare. I mean, the water from Holmwood Common, the vast majority of it starts on Leith Hill. It rushes off Leith Hill like an absolute torrent. Any of you will have seen, absolutely pours off Leith Hill, comes through Redlands and under the A24, and then it reaches this clay oak woodland of Holmwood. It hasn't always been woodland. There was a lot more open grass than an open habitat here before, but the water slows down. So by rushing off the hill and tumbling over all the stones, it absorbs a lot of oxygen into the water, becomes highly oxygenated, and then it slows down on Holmwood Common. It forms a whole chain of ponds, over 20 ponds, various ditches and pools. And because of the trees on Holmwood Common, you end up with the leaf litter in the edge of the pools, you end up with various habitats. But you also, because the water slows down, you hold water back, stop flooding further downstream. So it's another brilliant example of where a habitat can be both fabulous for wildlife, but also have really positive beneficial effects on local residents.
So you just explained that beautifully about all the sort of the leafy edges at the edges of these ponds with oxygenated water. What was that other species you were talking to me about, Mike?
Yeah, well, this oxygenated water, a lot of insect species, they've got a soft skin when they're larvae. Harder than their adults so they can fly, but larvae are quite soft skinned. This lets them actually grow in an elastic skin so they don't have to shed the skin and remake it every so often. And oxygen is also needed to breathe. And if you live in water with oxygen in it, you don't have a problem of drying out through your soft skin and you get plenty of oxygen in. One group is really, really frequent in sort of wet, soppy woodland, not ponds that are filled in with trees, but where you've got the streamlet water going through, are the crane flies. One of them is absolutely massive, a thing called Tipula maxima, and it is maxima. It's, what, nearly 100 millimetres across the wingspan with great brown marks on the wing. And it's pretty typical of places like Holmwood. Now, the larvae of the crane fly help another thing with much bigger wings, woodcock. Woodcock is a bird which feeds by probing its bill into the mud and picking out the crane fly larvae. And so it's typically tied up with wet woodland. It actually flies quite fast, 40 kilometres an hour at least. It's amazing. And as it flies, the males make this lovely ee, 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 ee sound when they're marking out their territory, which you can hear at dusk.